Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did the hadith. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. And the person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if a man likes his clothes and his shoes to be beautiful? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Ta'ala is beautiful and He loves beauty. Pride. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain that Al-Kibru batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nasi, that pride is to reject the truth and to belittle people, to despise people, to look down at people. But that is actually what pride is. The first is to reject the truth, and the second is to look down at people. So this last part of the hadith got to do with today's hadith, that this aspect of rejecting truth, the style of a believer is such that he follows his great, great, great grandfather Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that when he was thrown out of Jannah, taken out of Jannah, then the first thing that he did was he acknowledged his wrong. There was no such thing as rejecting what was right and justifying what his actions were. But he taught us that immediately when a person makes a mistake, error of judgment, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا that, oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. So this is the style of a believer, that he accepts the truth. When the truth is presented in front of him, he acknowledges his fault, he acknowledges his wrong, and he confesses. This is the style of a believer. And on the same time, Allah Ta'ala shows us the style of Shaitan. Shaitan also had his style. When the truth was presented to him, then what he did was he started justifying. He didn't accept. He couldn't accept it. So he rejected the truth and he started justifying, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, that I am better than Adam alayhi salam. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ, that you created me, telling Allah Ta'ala, you created me from fire and you created him from soil. So now he started bringing excuses. Now this is something that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. When the truth is presented and the person rejects it. And ulama explained that one of two reasons the person rejects the truth, either it's because of pride, or the second reason is to protect some interest of his, whether it's financial interest, whether it's some other interest, to protect his name or to try and protect that status that he enjoys, to protect some type of enjoyment or interest that the person has, now he rejects the truth. And this rejection of the truth is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. Allah ta'ala made shaitan rejected. Right up to the day of Qiyamah, he will be rejected. So we see that shaitan is rejected, and Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So a mu'min should be one that is always confessing his sins, accepting the truth and moving on and not rejecting the truth. So today's hadith, An Salamah ibn al-Aqwa radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan akala inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam bishimalihi faqala kul biyaminik qala la astati'u qala la istata'ta ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr قال فما رفعها إلى فيه رواه مسلم. Hazrat Salma ibn al-Aqwa radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that a man ate food with his left hand in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's style was, if he saw something wrong, he would correct it in the most beautiful manner. And very often Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he's correcting someone also, that wouldn't directly address a person unless there was a need for it to directly address the person. Often Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give a khutbah, and in the khutbah he'll mention it in general terms what he needed to say. But sometimes, like in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected the wrong immediately. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person, when he saw him eating with the left hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that eat with your right hand. So this person, instead of accepting what was being told to him, as he started rejecting it and explaining now why he can't. In other words, he started making some excuse. He didn't want to accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying. So he replied, I cannot. Tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la astati'u, I cannot eat with my left hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, la istata'ta, then in that case you will not be able to. Then in that case, if you're saying you cannot eat with your left hand, then in that case you will not be able to. Only pride had prevented him from eating with his right hand. The only reason he refused to accept eating with the right hand was because of pride. Imagine having pride in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not accepting what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him. How serious this was. This was a very serious matter. The hadith goes on to say that this person was never ever able to eat, or never able to raise his right hand again. never able. He could not raise. He was eating with the left hand. Nabi Sallam told him, eat with the right hand. He said, I'm not able to. Nabi Sallam said, in that case, you won't be able to. After that, his right hand became lame. He could not use his right hand. He could not even lift up his right hand. So this shows, he could not, so he says, the hadith says, he could not lift up his right hand to his mouth. Such an easy thing to lift up your hand to your mouth. This person couldn't lift it. And the reason that this punishment came to him was he refused on the basis of pride. So pride is a very, very dangerous thing. If ever we have to be corrected and told that this is not right, what you're doing is wrong, accept it immediately. And actually we should thank the person that brings it to our attention, because they're helping us to correct ourselves. We are making a mistake, we are going wrong somewhere, person is correcting us, we should be happy. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam corrected this person, but he didn't accept it. Now he got a punishment immediately, couldn't even raise his hand to his mouth. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this quality of accepting the truth, being humble in our ways, in our style. You'll find a person all the time, he'll be making progress when he's got this attitude. When he's got the attitude that I'm always right, then the person will never ever make any type of progress, whether it's dini progress or whether it's progress in the world also. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah, and try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah for dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.